This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. House Democrats in Olympia are moving ahead with a series of three policy changes that could push gas and diesel prices in our state through the roof. One involves a 16-year plan for raising the gas tax an additional 18 cents per gallon to 85.8 cents per gallon, the highest in the nation.
Now, there's actually going to be three different proposals floating around here soon, but this one is getting a lot of media attention, and for good reason. It'll be the largest transportation tax package in Washington history.
A tax that high, according to the Washington Farm Bureau's Brianne Elzey, would hit agriculture especially hard, especially now.
Of course, that's going to have incredible effects on the farming community and really a lot of industries right now as we deal with kind of this COVID world and a recession and trying to rebound. So this package is very large. It's $26 billion over 16 years with 28 different revenue tax increases.
And that, Elzey says, is just one of three parts.
One you mentioned, that's the 18 cent gas tax increase. In addition, there's a diesel fuel tax increase of 3 cents a gallon. And then on top of that, you've got the carbon tax, which starts at $15 per metric ton.
And if it seems like that's got to be more than enough, tune in tomorrow when Elzey tells us why and how there's more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.